This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It is our 8 o'clock hour, and it is such an exciting week when the Philadelphia Eagles win a game handily the way they did against the Titans, and it makes it even more fun to talk to one of our heroes, Brendan Graham. The Brendan Graham Call-In is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Hi, Brendan. How are you today?
Oh, man. You know, I'm feeling good.
We all are, thanks to you guys. What do you think about that win Sunday? What did you take away from that victory, Brendan?
You know what? I took away from it was, you know, that we can do it. We can definitely shut that run down up front, cause we went against one of the premier running teams. And, you know, I just love that, you know, the attitude, cause that's what I felt was what it was. It was an attitude to make sure that we accomplished that. And man, I just love just how we had a complete team win. That was the biggest thing. Special teams showed up. Defense showed up in the run game and, of course, all game. And then offense did exactly what they've been doing all year. And that's just A.J. Brown.
No, it was great. Brendan, you're on the field there. Was Derrick Henry getting discouraged since he only had 30 yards at 2.7 yards per carry? Could you see him get – there was no place for him to run.
You know what? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, we heard you. Go right ahead.
There we go. So, yeah. You know what? He did a good job of not showing it as much because, you know, I done seen some people get discouraged, and you can definitely see it on the field because of how they're talking to other teammates. But, I mean, I think he did a good job of not of hiding it, I would say. But I know that, I know on the inside he probably was discouraged because, you know, knowing what he knew against our defense and what we've been showing up to this point, giving up running game and, you know, just letting running backs just kind of, you know, not saying do what they want to do, but just, you know, we just wasn't as sound as we was Sunday.
Yeah. Now, here's what I want to know, because you guys brought in these two big defensive tackles, Sue and Joseph, and that has meant fewer snaps for guys like you and Fletcher Cox and the other people, but the production you have done is even better than with more snaps. What impact does it have on you, Brendan, to not be in the game quite as much as you used to be?
You know what? That's a good one you just said, because I talk to guys like, you know, Teron Jackson and all them guys like Pat Johnston and all them, and just let them know, like, man, anytime you get an opportunity, it should be balls to the wall, go. You know what I'm saying? And that's my mindset. My mindset is, but every time I get an opportunity, I got a chance to make big plays, you know, and so it's got to have that mindset. So for me, coming off fresh, not having as many reps as I have had in previous years, I just feel like, you know, it's just a different mentality, even more other than just, you know, going out there trying to save yourself a little bit sometimes for that one play to come. I just think that I'm just taking that mindset, man, of just whenever coach put me in, I know I can change the game at any moment, so let's just keep that focus. Don't worry about what you can't control, and just keep it going. And so, and then of course we winning too. So let's have fun doing that. You know what I'm saying? And so I look at it like, man, I'm the knockout when I come in. You know, coach, whenever coach put me in, I'm gonna come in and give him my best shot, and hopefully it's a knockout.
Well, Brendan, I got some numbers that indicate that it's working out fantastically for you. Pro Football Focus breaks down every single play of every game. And they say you are having a phenomenal year. You are sixth amongst all the edge rushers. You're there with Myles Garrett, Micah Parsons, Bryce Huff, Max Crosby, and Nick Bosa. And you're 12th of all defensive players per snap league-wide, right? Are you aware of these numbers? Are you aware of how effective you've been when you're on the field?
You know what? I mean, I've been feeling good on my rushes and feeling good whenever I've been in. But, you know, I always look at that type of stuff at the end of the year or, you know, like, or I hear about it, like, with stuff like this. You know, mostly, you know, I'm just trying to make sure I'm doing my job the best I can and making sure I come to practice ready to go, because I know that's what's been helping me, practicing hard and just my experience of knowing what's coming from, you know, just playing these teams over and over, especially this week against the Giants. You know, we know them, they know us. It's just all about the want to. Who's going to want it more that game? And I just know for me, man, it's an attitude. It's an attitude to try to be your best. And so, man, with me, if anything, not playing as many snaps, it made me hungrier, because I know I can play a lot more snaps, but it's all good because it's been working well for me with the snaps I have been getting. So, you know, I just look at it like, man, I'm just being the best team player I can be and just making sure that I'm encouraging and helping others as I go, because I know we need everybody.
Well, here's what I know. If it's a big play in the game, Brandon Graham will be on the field. I'm positive of that. Brandon, I'm upset about something. I know it came up on your show last night, and I'm even more upset now. All right? So ESPN has an analytics department, and they crunch some numbers, and they indicate that the Cowboys have a significantly better chance to win the Super Bowl, to get to it and win it, than the Eagles do, even though you guys have a 2 games better record at 11-1. I'm frustrated by that. Are you? It doesn't seem you're getting the respect you've earned.
Hey, man, we might have to pull them dog masks back out, because, you know, I love it. Keep it like that, because we know it's America's team, man. It's a little analytics, and it's a little bias, because whoever was running the analytics saying, man, my Cowboys, just a year.
you're all right with this. It's not bothering you.
It's not bothering me one bit, man, because I look at it like this. Whoever's running it got to be a Cowboys fan, and they just, you know, show you by where they put the Eagles every time, even though the Eagles got the best record in the league. But it's cool, though, because records don't mean anything, because at the end of the day, we go all this, and then all, you know what could really happen. So I'll just focus on 1 week at a time, making sure that when that time do come, when we got to really have it, we have it. And, you know, not focus on what we can't control. I'm going to leave that to you, let you be mad about it. But we gonna have the last say, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, down the line where, you know, we going to say what they say. You know what I'm saying? And so we don't have
they said
moment.
Cowboys are 50-50 to go to the Super Bowl, and they got a 30% chance to win it. And you guys had 30% to go and like 15 to win it. And that's ridiculous. I'm watching the games. You guys are playing great.
Hey, man, well, we got to keep it up. That's why we got to keep us more hungry by what they saying, hearing that. And now I'm ready to get back to work, man, because it ain't good enough. It ain't good enough then. Okay, well, let's go back to work.
All right, one more then. Now, you're going up to a place you've played many times, the Meadowlands, Brandon. What's it like? Do you like it up there?
You know what? It's cool. I like it up there. You know, I like going in our backyard, you know, and going to try to get a win in our backyard. So, you know, I'm excited, you know, to play the Giants. It's always fun, you know, playing them NFC East games, because we know it's going to be a physical game. We know it's going to be extra hype. I'm surprised they didn't flex this one to a late one, because of, you know, how we've been doing, both teams doing in the year. But at the end of the day, I love the 1 o'clock, get it out of the way and get started.
I love it. Well, I just I think I'm going to stop playing this song again, if it's okay with you, Brandon, because you're not getting respect. And Jason Kelce, remember this song here? No one likes us. No one likes us. No
one likes us. Yeah, bring it back. Bring it back out.
Bring it back. I love it. Brandon, thank you as always. Thank you for that great win, to keep up the terrific work. Thanks, Brandon.
Oh, man, you know this the best. I done heard you, man. I love it. I got to keep it going.
I'm 11-1, Brandon. This is life. Please keep it going. Thank you, Brandon.
I got you.
All right. This is life.
You are not 11-1.
I feel I'm 11-1. I do know this. I got a guy in the studio, I'm going to bring him up in a few minutes, who lives in Boston. All right, and he sent me a tape, Rhea, of he found an Eagles bar, not Boston College Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles bar near Faneuil Hall, right in the middle of Boston.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful.
Al, Rhea, you should hear the people. They're insane for our Eagles. They
That's
love
awesome.
It. And I'm going to bring him in because this guy lives in Boston now, but he hates it. And he would like to come back because he thinks the people are stupid. And he's correct. I'm not. I may have.
Well, you know,
I may have put too many.
Why Al's not here today?
All right, causing a problem.
No,
that,
I wish
man.
Al
sounded
were
about
here.
Right.
I wish Al were here. Do you like Boston, Johnson?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
No,
what do you like about?
I hate the drive up there is an absolute nightmare.
Oh, Connecticut.
I don't like Boston. Just the whole vibe. I don't like the people there.
They're tough. Know, they're tough people. You.
That's what
like,
they are. They're very tough.
Them, yeah.
I have a motto for Connecticut because I've driven through it many times. Connecticut. Why?
That's wrong.
That's their new slogan.
What is it there for?
Why? Why?
You're there all the time, right, John?
No, I used to be. Yeah, I used to be.
Why?
Yeah, no, there's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
It's a
there.
Great question. That really is.
One word motto.
You just park on the side of the highway there. Everyone's
no,
stopped.
It is.
There's traffic everywhere.
It's awful.
It's a really good question.
There is no good reason for Connecticut.
Why?
Let's go to Jeff in Camden. Hi, Jeff.
How you doing, Angelo?
How are you, pal?
Going good, my man. Going good. Can you hear me?
I don't know what's going on, Jeff. I got to put you back on hold. There's all sorts of stuff going on in the background. Let me try Levert, Joe. See what's going on with Jeff. Hi, Levert.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, team.
What are you feeling this morning, Levert?
Three words for you, Angelo. Three words. The boogeyman, the boogeyman, the boogeyman. We got Trey Turner. He's scary on all facets of the game. He's scary, and we got him.
He's excited.
Levert, here's the thing. I was working on your math, and if you say the boogeyman three times, that's six words. So you need your own analytics department.
Well, he'll appear anyway, and he has appeared.
All right, Levert, are you thrilled with this move? And did you hear Ben Davis? Because Ben Davis, wow, he really stirred it up. He's looking at it this way. He thinks Turner's going to be at short. They're re-signing Segura to play third. They're moving Bohm to first, and they're unloading Reese Hoskins. Are you okay with that?
What took so long?
It's a cold
okay,
setting.
Listen,
it's a cold.
Listen,
that's
listen.
Cold. That's cold.
But being serious.
Yeah.
Two other things.
Right.
Last week when I called in, I talked about Covey and just like Connecticut. Why?
Yeah.
And he must have heard it because he came to life this week. I was amazed.
I don't get that. I'm not sure how all that happened.
I think they opened up some space for him finally to
why?
Run a little bit.
What did it?
They made some adjustments on that special teams.
There was room
yes,
to run for
was,
a change.
Yeah.
Now, here's the
yes,
thing.
There was.
According to Merrill, Merrill's done some study on this, and in college, Covey was really
yeah,
a good returner.
I heard that.
And I had seen no evidence of it until he got going, but you could see he picks up speed. Now he's hitting holds. He's getting through there quickly. They just weren't giving him any place to go.
Yeah, that's
yes,
what it
was.
Must be.
Yep.
All right, Levert, I got to say this, man. If they get some help from special teams with the way Hurts is playing and that offense is rolling, short fields, can you imagine how many points they could put up? Ah!
Well, Christmas, my gift is you already know it.
All right, Levert, give me a funny
Cowboy.
Woman. Give me a funny woman.
Okay. This one, Angelo, I went old school last week and you weren't there. You'll notice. Mom's Mabley.
Mom's Mabley, I'm very familiar with you.
Who?
Are very
he
cute.
Went old school last weekend
Explain
with
it.
Al and
no.
said Red Skelton, and Al had no idea who
Red
it was.
Red Skelton was hilarious, and Mom's Mabley was phenomenal, and she used to wear this really weird hat, and she was hilarious.
Where would you see her?
Why would I know her?
You would see her in the entertainment field on television back in the 50s and early 60s.
Oh, my God.
So I never
Come
saw
on.
Her.
Well, there's not a lot
no.
of people walking around who are called moms these days. It's different.
That's true. Yeah.
But she was terrific. 215-592-9049. We come back. A big moment in the show has arrived. All right, welcome back at 8:23. Ava's here with a question. We got a new one, too. Ava, final results, first one.
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays. Find your roads to Armin Chevrolet closer than you think. How do you feel about the Phils signing shortstop Trey Turner? 87% are thrilled.
They seem enthusiastic.
Yes. As they should be.
They're $300 million, 11 years. Hey, it's not my money.
Exactly.
Question two.
Should the Sixers fire Doc Rivers? Yes or no?
All right. Yes or no? We will not go around the horn on this yet because we want to hear the argument of Mr. John Johnson. But before we do that, John, last night was an unfortunate loss. It was their third consecutive loss, but only the second since the two scheduled losses.
Yeah.
yeah, perfect.
And this one was in Houston. Houston was 6-17.
Worst team in the West.
James Harden came back, and they still lost in double overtime, 34 personal fouls in the game. Here's Doc Rivers after the loss.
Yeah, we lost the game. That disappointed me. We fouled the entire game. Just bad, undisciplined fouls. I don't know how many times we fouled a three-point shooter. You know how many times you can foul a three-point shooter in the game. Whatever it was, we did that. They looked us in the eye, beat us off the dribble the entire night. We were late to helps. And number one, we just got to stop getting beat the entire game. So, you know, defensively, I thought we were not at our best tonight, clearly. How many more offensive rebounds, back cuts we gave up tonight? That hurt us. And then down the stretch, offensively, I just didn't think we made the right plays.
What was your first guess? You weren't great defensively. 132 points?
That was a hint. Johnson, your views.
I am so sick and tired of the nonsensical excuses by a head coach who doesn't actually coach his team, who harkens back to 15 years ago when a team with three Hall of Famers won a championship that happened to have a coach by the name of Doc Rivers who really played little factor in it all. The most overrated coach possibly in the history of the NBA. Every coach has a shelf life. His was 6 months after he was hired. I'm so done with Doc Rivers. Yeah. I did. You want me to keep going? Would you like me to keep going? Let me keep going.
Johnson, here's the thing.
He said
they were undisciplined.
Yes.
He said, isn't that coaching?
That's coaching. Hold on. You know what I can't stand in sports or life?
What's that? Something
regardless of your talent level, you can control.
Yeah.
Effort. This 76ers team goes into each and every game strolling into arenas with chest out, thinking they've won something they haven't. There is no bowing and kissing any ring. And that includes the head freaking coach who hasn't won squat in 15 years. And that's how you can go into Houston, face the worst team in the West, and lose in double overtime. What was Doc Rivers thinking? James Harden, he's been out a month.
Oh, this is good.
James Harden comes back a month. Oh, we're going to have him on a minute restriction, as you should. He played 38 minutes.
All right, now hold on.
At halftime, he had no legs.
Let that sink in. The man had not played for 1 month. What was the nature of his injury, Johnson?
It was a quad
foot?
Or a foot. Some of his foot.
It was in his first game back, 38 minutes.
That is ridiculous. He had no legs in the second half. And this is what made it worse. You're in the fourth quarter. You played like crap through three, but you're playing a 6-win team. You put it all together in the final 6 minutes, you'll come out with an ugly victory. He is putting together these offensive sets. Doc Rivers, James, just bring the ball up. You guys will figure it out. So James Harden's bringing the ball up half court. He stands there, dribble, 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 dribble.
Fat, fat, fat. Dribble, 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 fat.
And then he did one of two things. He put up an ill-advised shot, which looked horrible, or Joel, just stand there. I'll get you the ball somehow. Everybody knows the ball's going to Joel, so it's easy to defend. There's no effort. They're completely undisciplined. Somebody has to pay the price. A message has to be sent. You got to fire this guy.
There you have it from John Johnson. He has seen enough of Doc Rivers.
And I got news for you. Joel Embiid is not absolved from blame.
Right.
You can look at his stat line and say, oh, he put up 39 points. What are you complaining about? He is such a lazy player at times. He costs his own team games because he doesn't want to put in the effort to fight in the post. So he stands there, takes these ill-advised, off-balance shots. Oh, what do you want me to do? I'm the only guy shooting the ball.
Hey, Johnson.
Get in the damn post!
Johnson.
Yep.
That's enough.
I believe, Johnson, you have made a very clear case against.
Do you want me to keep going?
No. I at this point, I'm worried for your health. I think you might have a stroke.
Lazy.
I want to keep Doc now after this.
I'm convinced
I want Doc.
I do feel kind of sorry for him after that.
No, you're bad.
I'm keeping Doc now.
All right. Jeff is up from Camden. We think we have cleared his line. Hi, Jeff.
What's going on there?
Much better. Jeff, what do you want to say today?
Oh, man, I feel the pain of Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I feel Vader's pain right now. I am offended what they put on the court last night. I'm so upset. I've been texting everybody. I get people upset too. I text and call at odd hours when I get upset, and the Sixers upset me. So now people around me are upset because of this. Man, look, man, what I saw out in the court, that's not my Sixers. And you can blame Joel Embiid, but he checked out. He mentally checked out. That was a nonchalant, almost 40 points. And you know why he mentally checked out? You know why he's throwing jump passes for no apparent reason? And the commentators are baffled. They're like, he threw a jump pass. I have no idea why. I'm sitting there watching Montrezl Harrell not in the game. That's Doc Rivers. That's all Doc Rivers, these things. Because I saw Montrezl Harrell be dominant while Joel was out. Not pretty good, but dominant. And there he is just sitting there.
Ange, I was going to say, and I know Jeff feels this way, at a certain point,
yeah,
the Eagles season will come to an end. We hope at the top of the mountain. The Phillies will be waiting for them to start. The Sixers will take center stage. The season will be lost if they don't do something soon.
I got you. All I'm saying is if all those other games were scheduled losses and you were playing a team that was 10 games under 500, wasn't that a scheduled win?
It was. Yes. Yeah, it was. That wasn't supposed to play out the way it did.
It didn't turn out that way.
Houston's trying to lose.
Give me a funny woman. I've got the black Jalen Hurts jersey that everybody's trying to get and can't. They're back ordered. What do you got?
I'm going to go Tiffany Haddish.
Haddish is excellent. On the line with us is one of the finest council people we ever had in this city, my friend Al Taubenberger. Hi, Al.
Angelo, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Al. Did you like that move for Trey Turner?
I did. I think that will cement a very, very, very strong team. I actually love the way you did that role play.
Yeah, I'm good at it.
I thought you were very, very, very good. It made me laugh. I couldn't stop laughing, actually.
Well, Al, here's the thing. I was actually auditioning so that I could be part of your next political campaign because I'm going to have some time.
I think you will, but maybe we ought to make a show or some sort of thing. Maybe we're cutting this too short. Yeah, I want you to be involved in everything that I do.
I'll be honest, Al. I want you to be the mayor. I don't even want council anymore. We need you in a higher office. And I will have lots of time to dedicate to the campaign of Mr. Al Taubenberger, my favorite local politician of all time.
We'll certainly talk, and I just so you know, I did run for mayor. You missed it. Maybe having you with me would make a great difference.
I think that was the missing link, Al.
Oh, yes.
You got my vote.
Hey, Al, I got to ask you about the Eagles, because I know you're a big Eagle fan. 11-1.
Absolutely. Watch them every Sunday.
Al, how great is 11-1? How great is that?
I think, if you want my opinion, this is the best Eagles team to take the field in my lifetime. And I'm not young. I'm almost 70 years old.
Wow, this is profound. You're telling me this is the best one you've seen?
Yes, correct. They have it all. You know, and listening, to Brandon Graham on the line and seeing him play, this team is deep. This is a great, great team.
I loved it. Al Taubenberger, do not be a stranger. I love talking with you.
Same here. Be well.
All right. And Maria, although I got no praise from the people present in the show, he liked my acting. Maybe that's a direction I steer this thing in afterwards.
Absolutely.
What kind of role would suit you?
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
You talking to me? See, that De Niro thing.
See how uncomfortable Johnson got? He could never do this. Like, he just can't even act.
Horrible.
He's terrible.
Chuck is on the line for Cherry Hill. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, guys. I did an hour of research on this, Angelo, deep dive, and you don't want to hear the stats because you don't like when I give you stats, but there's nothing to support what ESPN is saying, especially, so when you break everything out, it's pretty even. Philly's ahead of them, 28.2 scoring, but they give that back on defense by a point. point differential is close, but Dallas is marginally ahead. It's pretty even. But when you break the schedule out, you have to put the human element on top of the compilation. You got Philly is going to retain home field. And if they're saying that Dallas is going to come through Philly and beat Philly at Philly, that's ludicrous. That there's nothing to support what they're saying. I don't get it.
How do they get? Is there any way you could load into a computer numbers that would indicate that the Cowboys have a 50-50 chance to go to the Super Bowl?
I could give you that, but you already said you wouldn't want to sit alongside.
No, I just want to know, it is feasible that you could stick those numbers in a computer.
If you take Prescott's improvement, he's come back, remember he missed games, and what Dallas has done in a progression of the last six games, if you do that analysis, Dallas comes out on top of the Eagles. But that's very technical.
All right.
But they still are not going to have home field. That's
no, and they, I don't get, Chuck, I don't
mind.
Like, do you you're a very number-oriented guy. Do you enjoy analytics?
I love it. From our business, we're a collection agency. So everything we do is analytically driven, but then my son Chad takes it and puts human element to adjust it. So that's the way it's got to be done. Regarding Harper, if I could just chime in on that real quick.
Yep.
Yeah, Harper at $27 million is currently 19th. So when Andy says it's nonsense, he's going to play at a discount for the next 10 years.
Wow.
But I think the Phillies will up his contract. I don't think they'll let that happen.
Wait a minute. They're going to redo the contract to give him more than $330 million?
They're not. They won't.
If he stays at this level offensively.
Oh, Chuck.
No.
Okay, and listen, Trout's at 40. He's at 27. I could go on and on. At a certain point, each year he plays, he'll be $15 million under his peer group. Now, I hear Jonesy saying they won't do it, but at a certain point,
he won't even ask, Chuck.
How
that's
much
the part about him.
He's asked already.
Is he struggling to pay his gas bill this month?
No, it's not that. These guys, ego wise, I mean, listen, that's how they are. I mean, that's just how
Chuck,
they're wired.
I need a funny woman. Who you got?
Yeah, a lot of good ones have already been mentioned, but I'm going to go with Berta from Two and a Half Men, the maid. I thought she was.
Oh, I did love her. All right, I can't remember her name, but big, heavy woman. Not, I can't say heavy now.
I didn't say anything.
She likes when you refer to her that way.
I don't know what to say.
And Shauna Farrell?
I just don't. When we come back, we are going to talk to this guy who went to a bar in Boston. You got to hear how loud they were cheering on the Eagles in Boston Sunday. And also, the guy who revealed the Trey Turner move to me, Kenny from the Dirty Thing. I did not get it from Rhea. I did not get it from my son. I did not get it on the internet. I got it. My phone tinkled, and it was Kenny from the Dirty Thing.
I'm sorry, what?
Spelt wrong.
And when we come back, a Conklin classic, it's beginning to look a lot like unemployment. All right, 8:42. You know what I love? I love when we talk about Eagle fans traveling well.
Yes.
And what is really charming to me is when you live in another city and you love the Eagles and you can go to a bar with a bunch of like-minded drunks.
Yes.
And you will all sit there, get boozed up, and watch your team. Well, I got a guy, Justin, who is here. Justin, this has never happened in all the time we've offered visits to the studio. Justin and a friend came all the way here from Boston to sit in our studio.
That's great.
He flew here. Do you know what that cost, Jonesy?
Yes, $189.
And he is here, and he had sent me video. Like, you live on our outside of Boston, Massachusetts?
I live in New Hampshire.
Wow. Yeah.
Even worse.
Oh my God.
What a dump.
You grew up here. Justin, you grew up here, right?
I grew up in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, so about an hour and a half from here.
And you have always been a sports fan of our team.
Huge Philly fan.
But you got a job, you had to leave. All right, so, but you still root hard for your local teams.
Absolutely.
All right, and you have a 12-year-old boy?
I do, named Chase.
Oh, that's not right. Did you name him because of Utley?
We did. We did.
Nice.
Smart move.
All right. And have you brought him up? That is a hotbed of Red Sox, Celtics, and Patriots fans. What teams does he root for?
He cheers for the Eagles, the Phillies, the Sixers, and the Flyers, Ange.
Very nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Justin is an aggressive parent. I like that.
I like it.
That's a good job by you. Because oh my God, the Red Sox fans up there, you want obnoxious humans. Those people are obnoxious.
Oh my.
All right, so you decide, because the Eagles are going so well, you want to go to a bar to see the game on Sunday.
Yeah, I go to a bar usually every Sunday because the Eagles are never on in New Hampshire, right? So you have to find somewhere to watch the game. So I'm like, Eagles fan bar near me. And the White Bull Tavern came up in Boston. And I said, what the hell? Let's go down, you know? So
right, set the scene. What was it like when you walked in?
I couldn't even believe it. I walked around the corner. It's right near Faneuil Hall, and you walk around the corner, and there's an Eagles blow-up thing outside the bar, and you walk in, and there had to be 300 people, Ange. 300 people.
All and they were going jerseys. Wild for the birds.
All going wild, Ange. All right, going
we have
wild.
A little audio of this. This is where I think they might have been singing. Listen to this. In Boston.
That's great.
Like, what? Was that at the end of the game? What was that?
That was after the first touchdown, the A.J. Brown touchdown.
Oh, my God. They do that after every touchdown?
After every touchdown. We sang the fight song five times.
How great is this?
It's beautiful.
So what was the mood of these New Englanders about our football team?
They don't like us, and we don't like them, Ange.
That's
so
great.
Yeah, after 41-33, they don't have any space for the Eagles.
This is beautiful things. I love this. And so now your son, I'm going to give you a shot because I love the video. We'll see if we can send the video. These people are, it's all green.
All green.
It's all Eagles. In right near Faneuil Hall. Rhea, do you know how upsetting this would be to Al?
I know. I love it.
Al, that's Al's hometown.
Oh, yeah.
And he has a contempt for each and every one of us.
Correct.
But even in Boston, there's a subsection of people that love us.
We should
how
send
long
Al
did it take you to drive from New Hampshire to get there?
Took about an hour, Rhea.
Okay,
an hour.
That's not terrible.
And your boy was with you?
He was not with me on
Sunday.
Because
of the bar. You can't go in the bar.
That's right. So I brought a few of my friends, and we had a great day. It was awesome.
That's great.
What's the name of the bar again?
It's called the White Bull Tavern.
White Bull Tavern. If you're in Boston and you're trapped there when there's an Eagles game on, go to the White Bull Tavern.
If you're trapped there.
There'd be no other reason you'd be in Boston.
Come on.
Boston is a toilet.
And we always say, if you like cold weather, snow, high taxes, and bad traffic, move to Boston.
Ladies and gentlemen, president of the Chamber of Commerce. That's beautiful. Justin, you're awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So I just showed Justin before, at Jonesy, I got this text message from Kenny from the Dirty 30, 244 yesterday.
Yes, I got the same one.
Oh, you got the same one. He is on the line right now, Kenny from the Dirty 30, who informed me of the signing of Trey Turner. Hi, Kenny!
Well, Angela, you remember when we found out about Bryce Harper getting signed, I was in your bedroom with your wife.
Oh, that's right, you were.
What was going on there?
It's a long story.
It's a short story.
Kenny, here's the problem I had when you did it. You spelled Trey wrong. It has A in it.
That's the voice to text. I don't control what the little lady in my phone does.
All right, fine.
Don't be so lazy and text it out.
How are you? Are you excited about that move?
I love it. I actually got the news from, I went to grad school, North Carolina State, and that's where Trey Turner went, and the North Carolina State Athletic Department sent it out, and I got it ahead of other people, which was weird.
Oh, that was good. Right, now, another thing that affected my conversation today on the air, Kenny, was when I pointed out to you it was 11 years and $300 million, what did you say to me?
It's not my money.
Yeah, it's not. Why should we care how much they paid? We got the player. That's all that matters. Thank you, John Middleton.
It's irrelevant. Anybody who complains about the money, if we've learned anything from Howie Roseman, money goes away, money comes. It's all a shell game.
Don't worry about the money.
No.
We're not. Kenny, thank you for helping me with that part of the story. What do you want to say about the birds today, Kenny?
Listen, one thing I know about ESPN, they're dying in ratings now. Because when they first came out, they were it. And now they're not it. And they also know Philadelphia real well. You throw garbage out like that, Philly fans will go nuts. They'll hit their Twitter accounts. They'll hit ESPN account. And it gets them hits. and that's what they get judged by. Anytime a media, national media person wants to get some attention, just say something negative about Philly, and we come out of the woodwork and start swinging.
But and it's still upsetting to me that it's so are they watching the games? Do they care at all about their own credibility?
I know they don't watch the games. I got friends across the country that, like Dallas fans, for example, saying, oh, you're only good because of, you know, your schedule. I'm like, you're playing the same damn schedule we are.
It's very true. Very true.
They just want to come after us because they know that we'll react.
Well, all right, Kenny, then I'm falling into the trap, but I don't care. I'm reacting. When somebody punches me in the mouth, I punch him back. Tell him, Jonesy.
When did that start?
But favorite thing about our fans, I love that, you know, we can diss ourselves. It's like a good Italian family. You know, brothers can fight, but someone else says something about them, and then the whole family comes out of the woodwork.
Kenny, you're the man. Kenny, thank you for being the first to tell me that. Kenny is he's one of my reporters now. I got to play it because it's frustrating the hell out of me. I think I'm naming these people my weasels of the week. Mike Greenberg on the show Get Up.
Greeny
is on the show, and he's revealing the numbers created by the analytics department of ESPN.
The Dallas Cowboys have the highest chance of any team in the entire National Football League to make the Super Bowl and to win the Super Bowl. They now have a 50-50 shot to get there and a 31% chance to win the Super Bowl. That is according to Power Index.
Can we discuss how breathlessly happy he sounded
in there? I know he is.
There.
He sounds deliriously happy.
The Cowboys.
Excuse me. The Eagles already played the Cowboys, beat them.
Yes.
The Eagles are 11-1. The Philadelphia Eagles have the MVP of the league in Jalen Hurts. How do you ever come up with that number? 50%?
I think they're trolling Stephen A. Smith.
You do?
Stephen A. just kills the Cowboys every chance he gets. Yes.
I hope Stephen A. comes back and gets
I do
him for
too.
Because it's frustrating the heck out of me. Bob is calling. Oh, my God. There's an Eagles bar in Houston? Hi, Bob.
Hey, what's going on?
There's an Eagles bar in Houston, too?
Yes. Not as crazy as the one from Boston, but it's a real nice bar, and there's a lot of Eagles fans there, so it's really cool.
All right, are you calling me from Texas?
I am. I live in Houston right now. I've been here for about a year and a half.
Do you enjoy it?
No.
All right, good. What made you leave Philadelphia, Bob?
Well, we just wanted to go somewhere, experience another place, but now we just can't wait to come back home. You know?
All right. Are you coming back? Here, you will be coming back?
Yeah, probably about a year.
Okay. Well, that's good. And there's a bar there. How many would you say Eagle fans are in that bar every week?
Maybe like 150, 200.
That's good. That's a good number.
You know,
we sing the fight song every time, too. So.
All right, Bob, I got to tell you, now I'm wondering. You know what would be
every
the coolest?
Every big city has
Not
it.
Not Dallas.
I bet there is an Eagles bar in Dallas.
All right, hold on. Yeah. Now you got me thinking about something. All right, if there is an Eagles bar in Dallas, that would be super cool.
Yes, it would be.
There's no way you could have a Dallas bar in Philadelphia.
It would not surprise me if there is one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Lamont will know all about it.
No, that can't. Have you ever heard of that, Rhea?
I know there's a Chiefs one in South Philly. I do know there are places. There are certain sports bars that are so big, they have sections. Like, that's where the Cleveland Browns fits. That's where the Cowboys fans sit. So there's not fights. Like, they kind of section them out.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Because I would think if there was a Dallas one, it would be connected to a rehab center.
There's a good chance.
For the mentally disadvantaged.
I just Googled Eagles bars in Dallas, and it came up top 10 best Philadelphia Eagles bars in Dallas.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
10.
10?
There are multiple. Everywhere.
Bobby, I need a funny woman like Kirstie Alley. Who you got?
Well, here, give me 1 second on that, because I want to tell you something. There are Cowboys fans that walk into that Eagles bar every once in a while, and we boo the crap out of them. And I told them every time, you wouldn't walk in here if you were in Philly. I guarantee.
That's nice, Bob. Yeah. In their own state, they get booed. That's beautiful. All right, give me a funny woman, Bob.
Man, I don't really know. I'm going to just have to go with my fiancé.
Your fiancé?
Oh, yeah, she is funny.
I know she's funny.
God, she's a riot.
She will probably not win. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Conklin over the years has come up with some brilliant Christmas song. And not like now where the unemployment rate is 3.7%. There were times when it was double that. And Joe went and he came up with this. Maybe not. All right, hold on. I was just told I had it, but I don't.
That's why he's unemployed.
I will have it in a minute. And I will just wait for the cue on this. But Joe Conklin has done a whole bunch of these.
Yes.
But I guess he did not do the work of actually setting this one up. All right. I guess we'll wait until we come back then. 2-1. We do have it now. We don't have it now. All right. Go ahead, Joe.
Are we on here? Okay. Let me, you know, I just want to, and I'll, you know. Oh, it's beginning to look like unemployment. According to my chart, Jeffrey Lurie is shopping around soon. A new coach is coming to town. I'll take the Staten Island ferry when I depart. It's beginning to look like unemployment. Let me call time out. But the upside you're going to see is the partying there will be here without a doubt. They flash those hot movie lights and they shine off my head. The result is I sweat like a pig. I call a timeout, but then Randall has doubts. Now I'm stuck in a hole I didn't dig. And all the time I'm trying to think if I'll ever get another gig. It's beginning to look like unemployment. Without question.
We are back. I miss Rich Cotite. Rhea, do you miss Cotite?
Not at all. The voice I do.
Where is he? What is he doing? What is he doing? Where did he go?
Back to Long Island?
He did commercials for a few years, and then that was the last anybody ever saw of him. 215-592-9494. When we return, who better to put all these stories into perspective than one of the great columnists this city's ever had, Mike Sielski.